This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Right now, let's go out to the guest line and bring in a man who is really one of the top-notch quarterback coaches.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the country, he happens to be the quarterback coach for future Miami Hurricane Darion Coleman from Orlando Jones High School. Baylen Trujillo joins us now. And Baylen, by the way, congratulations to you, my man. You've got a recent new addition to your family. You just brought another cane into the world. How are you, sir?
Doing well, man. And yes, I did. I don't know if you guys saw my social media. I put it right out there. I texted Dawson and Mario Cristobal the moment my son was born. His name's River Blaze Trujillo. And I already had a 2.5-year-old Grayson Cane. And I texted Mario and Dawson that they got two future quarterback commits in the 41 and 44 class, and they both accepted it. So technically, kids are the youngest quarterbacks ever to commit to a power program, and it happens to be Miami. But everything is blessed. I know it's all fun and games, but let's be honest, man, my boys will be Canes.
Well, and I know, like, the infant is probably not cleared to throw just yet, but the 2.5-year-old, are you already, like, training his arm? Oh, like, how does that go?
Oh, heck yeah. If you guys go on my social media, I put a ball in his crib the moment he was born, and he was throwing at like 4 months. So I already have like workout videos of him throwing the ball and stuff, and he could throw from both right and left handed. So he's a little ambidextrous, and it's coming off really nice. I mean, think about it. I train 4 to 5 times a week, and he's out there with me every single time. So, you know, him being around that and seeing top, you know, talent and trying to emulate them and try to mimic what they're doing, I mean, it's only going to come together when he's about 4 or 5 and he understands what he's doing. So he's just watching what they're doing and trying to do it, just like Darion and Noah and Brady and some of those guys. When he gets to come out there and watch the elite kids, you know, he's, again, trying to emulate them. So he's trying to do it at home, and he's yelling their name, Darion, Darion, or like, Noah, and he's trying to, you know, do what they're doing. So it's hilarious, but I'm enjoying it because I know after about 3 years old, it's going to get real serious. So I told my wife, hey, enjoy these little stages. We get to see the fun part of this, but it's going to get real serious because I see some natural talent in him, not just because he's my son, but I know talent. And I mean, not most 1.5 to 2 year olds is not throwing like he's throwing.
That is outstanding. And Baylen Trujillo is with us. He is the quarterback's coach for, you mentioned Darion Coleman, who is a Miami Hurricanes class of 2026 commit. And, you know, Baylen, when I spoke to you a couple months back on Locked On Canes, and, you know, you were talking about Darion, and this is all truth because anyone who has had a chance to watch Darion's tape and watch him in person says the same thing. I mean, I remember you telling me you've coached a lot of quarterbacks that he's got the best arm talent of any quarterback you've ever coached, and others are starting to see that. Darion was just named MVP, quarterback MVP over the weekend at Under Armour Miami. And, you know, I know he still, I believe, deserves to be ranked higher by the recruiting services, but I did see he got a bump today from On3 Sports, which is a big blessing.
Yes, On3 and Rivals have done a really good job of really evaluating talent based off, you know, where they're at today. I know, again, I got a little bit better understanding of 24/7 Sports yesterday. You know, I'm really close with Tom Loy, and, you know, I do talk to Andrew Ivins a lot. So I had to kind of figure out what that was because, of course, there was articles all week about how Darion lit it up in Miami, and he was the most impressive arm there, as I've mentioned before on multiple podcasts. When you see this kid live in person, you understand the magnitude of what he brings to the table and God's gift in that arm. And so, you know, they base a lot of their rankings off, you know, future NFL projections, which they take the average height, which is about 6'2", 210 in the NFL, and that's really how they rank these guys, which is a little, you know, in my opinion, you know, I don't know why, but I get it. I they don't want to miss what, you know, the NFL is going to look like and, you know, projected draft stock. But when I'm looking at these high school rankings, I'm thinking more along the lines of what most population would think is, where do these guys line up against each other right now in a ranking? And if we were to be honest, I'm going to be blunt because I don't care. You know, I believe Noah Grubbs and Darion Coleman should be, you know, 1-2, 2-1, 2-3, it don't matter, top 10, top 5 easily when it comes to arm talent, IQ level, and what they do on the field at a high productive rate against competition. A lot of these guys get hidden through private schools. A lot of these guys have big-time measurables, so they get kind of bumped up. But when you talk about the stats of what Darion did this year, Noah Grubbs did this year against the top talent in the state of Florida in the highest classifications against the best talent in American Heritage and what Darion did, I mean, there's no reason why these guys are, you know, getting fluffed around in the rankings, especially with 24/7. But they do a really good job. I don't want to, you know, slant 24/7, but it just – it frustrates me as the trainer knowing the work that they put in, what they've been doing. He just won MVP of Rivals in Miami. Noah won MVP Orlando 2 weeks prior. So, like, these guys are out there. And the best part about Darion and winning the Miami Under Armour was the fact that they had put a graphic out about 2 hours before the camp about players to watch. And two names on there were Dia Bell and Will Griffin. Obviously, we know Will Griffin played in that game last year or this past January. So he's got a little bit of that politics involved, but those were the two quarterbacks that were standouts. And guess who walked away with the MVP? Darion Coleman. So that's what I like the most is when his arm talent beats the politics, he showcases his ability. And again, you can't deny the special God-given ability that God has placed in that right arm of his that makes him so elite. So forget about the measurables. How does this kid perform on the biggest stages against the best competition? And we know Will Griffin and Dia Bell are at the top. And he went out there and won MVP. So, you know, I credit On3 for continuously putting, you know, Darion up. Now, again, 24/7 is doing the same thing. Darion was at number 27. Now he's bumped in the top 20. So I know that they're getting some credit there. But at the end of the day, we all know he's not a 3-star. And, yes, I know the height, weight stuff and measurable comparisons. At the end of the day, what do you do when that ball's in your hand? And nobody can deny the special talent that Darion Coleman has.
Yeah, and totally. And with these, you know, recruiting services, of course, that's certainly not the way Miami evaluates. Like Shannon Dawson isn't looking at, hey, what is 24/7 thinking about this guy? They don't care. And I love that. And Dawson, I know Dawson really likes Darion, and the feeling is mutual. And Baylen, I'd like to, because you've known Darion Coleman. You're telling me you've been coaching him, what, since he was 10 years old, correct?
Yeah, 7 years. Yes, sir.
That's amazing. And so, okay, talk about the personality and the leadership style, because to me, from a quarterback, that's just as important as the arm talent.
So if you ever watch the demeanor of Darion, even if you go to a game, and not a lot of people get to watch him because he's in Orlando, and of course a lot of Miami fans are getting to see the top profile games in Miami on a week-to-week basis. But if you take the time, even they got a little glimpse of it when he went down there for the state title game, just watching his demeanor, he leads by his performance. He doesn't really – he's not the rah-rah guy. He's not the one that's trying to, like, do all the hype and all the jumping, chest bumping. And no, he's that quiet assassin. And so he sits there and starts to calculate what he wants to do. And this is in 7-on-7 settings. This is also in the camp setting, obviously with pads on. So he's a very quiet assassin. And he's kind of scary when he's got that look to where if his teammates looks at him in the locker room, he's literally locked in with no music in his ears. He's just focused. They know he's dangerous. And I've seen that mentality. He doesn't have to get hyped up to get through a workout. He doesn't have to have the music going on or the nice and long warm up to show off this or that. He is just straight to the point, all business. And that's how he's always been, even at 10 years old. So I've been able to channel that in a positive way, to where he now knows he's the alpha every time he steps on the field. And now he'll throw little shots out there. You know, I was on a podcast last night with the Kang Gang, and I was letting him know with Darion, and I was like, you know, he has that edge. When he steps on the field, he'll go up to the first person he sees in line and say, you know, I'm better than you. And then he'll walk away. There's nothing else going on. He'll just quietly say, hey, man, you know, I'm better than you, and then take the rep and just go to the back of the line and just do it again. So he's just got that alpha mentality of, hey, I'm a dog, and I'm going to show you. Kind of like what Cam Ward's doing right now with Shedeur Sanders. You know, he's embarrassing him, honestly, in those training sessions, and it's hilarious to watch because you can see the alpha in Cam and trying to push Sanders, and a lot of people shy away from that. They either get quiet, they don't say nothing. You know, that's the way Darion is. He's very intimidating to be around, and I see that even with guys he trains here in Orlando. When he's with Noah and he was with Brady, you know, some of these high-profile quarterbacks, you know, the first thing he does when he gets out there in the stretch and stretches with them is, hey, guys, you just want to let you know, you guys might be ranked higher, but we know who's better than, like, who's the best out here. So, like, he throws his stuff out there, and I know it's in love, but he's very competitive. And so that type of mentality and personality as a leader, that's what you want. You want a dog. You want a guy who's willing to stand in the paint and say, hey, I got you guys. Just literally trust what I'm doing, trust in preparation, and we're going to get the job done. And that's who Darion is. And so being at Miami, seeing what Cam Ward gave us, that glimpse of that for a year, that alpha mentality, that's what's coming January of next year.
We're talking with Baylen Trujillo here on the South Florida High School Sports Show. There's a lot of talent up there, Baylen, in the Orlando area. And I know, you know, Darion has been recruiting some of these guys and some of his Jones teammates. And we know, Lou, you love the U. So up there in O-Town, you're probably recruiting some guys as well. Who else should we be watching out for, whether it be Jones High School or some others in the Orlando area?
Yeah, no, I would start with his teammate Larry Miles. I mean, he's also taking stride in the off season right now, and you know he's an elite route runner. He might have the best top off speed that's like 4.3, 4.2, but he will kill you within intermediate routes just based off how crisp his route running is and how precise he is. And we saw that in the Under Armour camp as the videos are coming out with top 4-star DBs falling literally on their knees. He's just that type of a talent, and Darion gets to throw with him again his senior year, which is going to only boost, you know, Darion up and have that confidence knowing he has a guy like that out there. And so Larry Miles would be my number one target. There's another kid out of Lake Mary that Noah is actually throwing to, just got offered by Miami. He got offered by Notre Dame today. He's getting a lot of attention. Brian Williams, he's about 6'5", 200 pounds, and I've already kind of thrown his ear because, you know, I'm close with Noah, who's already committed to Notre Dame. Like, hey, man, stay home, go down south, and be a big body for the U. So, you know, and he comes out there and catches for, you know, the elite kids when Darion's out there with Noah. So I know he's gotten a taste of what Darion's arm possesses, so I know he gets excited about that. So he's blowing up in the scene. And then Xavier Payne is left tackle, who's currently committed to Florida State. I know he wants to be a Hurricane. I've talked to him multiple times. He's going to take a visit up to Penn State, but he might be a guy to watch in this recruitment cycle going down the stretch to July to see what he does, if he stays with Florida State or he flips. So I know I told him, hey, man, that green and orange looks good on you, and that orange and green. So, you know, I'm trying to throw my jabs out there every time I met Jones around Darion. So, but those are probably my top three in this area that I would love to see, obviously, play for the Hurricanes.
I love it. Baylen Trujillo, let people know if there's anything you want to promote, your social media where you do a great job, or your quarterback coaching service. The floor is yours if you want to make some plugs.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could just find me on my Twitter at Baylen Trujillo. Same thing with my Instagram, BaylinTrujillo. Or you can go to my quarterback training page on Instagram, BTrueQBTraining with no E, so BTRUQBTraining. You can find me there. I have a website, BaylinTrujillo.com, where you can see my camps coming out. I have a camp next Sunday for a St. Patrick's Day camp on the 16th here in Orlando. I got people traveling from all over America to come to this camp, and it's pretty cool, exciting stuff, especially when I get those elite kids like Darion and Noah in that same setting. At least they get to stack up against those guys and see where they're at. So I love those big quarterback camps I put on. I even have a former Miami Hurricane coaching with me in that camp. He's one of my best friends, Kevin Olson, with his brother, Greg Olson. So they will be here in Orlando. So I'm excited about that as well. But yeah, you know what? It's all about the kids. You know, I can talk about what I do, but at the end of the day, I'm nothing without the kids performing. So my job is to make sure my credibility stands on how they perform and making the game very easy for them so they can perform at a high level. And that's what you saw in some of the top guys that I train, including Darion. So my job is to simplify the game. That way they play and not think. And when they do that, chances are it's going to turn out pretty well for them. So I'm just excited about where my guys stand. And I'm excited that I finally got my first Hurricane commit. And he happens to be the best talent that I've ever trained. So, I mean, as a trainer, I'm like the biggest fan right now because I'm literally training the future Hurricane quarterback that's going to win a Heisman and a national championship in Miami. So I'm literally in charge of molding that person for that to happen, which I'll have a front row seat to, which will be very exciting as a Canes fan. But that's really what's so cool about this thing, man, is seeing all the kids live out their dreams. It's all about them. It's not about me. And I'm just doing God's mission and his purpose for my life.
Incredible. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you and your growing family. Baylen Trujillo, enjoy the rest of your night, sir.
I appreciate that. Go Canes, and God bless.
Go Canes. I love that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.